You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Tuesday, March 3, 2026. Save Room: The Expanding Role of Natural Gas Storage in East Texas and West Louisiana. Published by Housley Carr. New and expanded natural gas storage facilities near the Texas/Louisiana border are coming online and being planned, mostly in response to the ongoing build-out of LNG export capacity along the Gulf Coast and new gas pipelines to those terminals. In today's RBN blog, the second in a series, we continue our look at existing and planned storage capacity between the Haynesville and Western Haynesville gas production areas and the LNG export meccas along the Sabine-Neches and Calcasieu ship channels, as well as storage near the Katy, Texas, gas hub. As we said in Part 1, the infrastructure build-out along the border between the Lone Star and Bayou states is well underway. Planned liquefaction trains there with a combined capacity of 75 million tons per annum, 10 BCF per day, have reached a final investment decision, FID, are under construction, and will be starting up between now and 2031. These new LNG export facilities will join three existing terminals in the area, Sabine Pass LNG, Cameron LNG and Calcasieu Pass, that together have nearly 53 million tons per annum, 7 BCF per day, of capacity. That means that within 5 years or so, terminals along the Sabine-Neches and Calcasieu waterways will receive as much as 17 BCF per day of natural gas. This massive demand center is fed by pipelines delivering gas from several production areas, including the Permian, the Eagleford, and the faraway Marcellus Utica. But as LNG export demand ramps up, increasing volumes will come from the relatively close by Haynesville, and, in all likelihood, from the emerging Western Haynesville, which is centered in East Texas's Freestone, Leon, Limestone, and Robertson counties. To help deliver these increasing volumes, new pipeline capacity has been, and continues to be, built between the Haynesvilles and the Sabine-Neches Calcasieu region, and from the Permian to the Katy gas hub, and from there to the Texas-Louisiana border. The gas needs of LNG export terminals and gas-fired power plants can vary widely, and sometimes suddenly. As we noted last time, pipelines can absorb many of these variations with line pack and other means, but balancing gas supply and demand in the region will require more gas storage facilities that can, for example, quickly receive large volumes of gas when an LNG train trips offline or quickly send out stored gas when demand for gas-fired generation spikes. In Part 1, we began our look at gas storage facilities in the region with descriptions of Caliche Storage's Golden Triangle Storage, now in the midst of an expansion, and Spindletop Expansion Project, Trinity Gas Storage's Bethel, Texas, facility, also being expanded, and Energy Transfer's Bethel Gas Storage, Ditto, and BAML facilities. Today, we continue that review, starting with Noi Ventus, a portfolio company of Lotus Infrastructure Partners that is developing the Texas Reliability Underground Hub, TRU Hub. As we discussed in Wannabe Startin' Somethin' last April, the project may eventually consist of as many as 12 salt caverns within the Moss Bluff Salt Dome in Liberty County, Texas, a short drive from existing and planned LNG export terminals near the Texas-Louisiana state line. Last spring's non-binding open season for up to 20 BCF of firm gas storage capacity at TRU Hub's first two caverns, each of which would have about 10 BCF of working storage capacity, was oversubscribed. Since then, the company has been refining the final design and negotiating binding customer agreements. With a positive response to the open season, TRU Hub plans to build a pipeline header, dashed green line, that will interconnect with 8 interstate and intrastate gas pipelines. From south to north, they are Kinder Morgan's Texas and Teas pipelines, Texas Eastern Transmission, or TETCO, Enterprise Channel, NGPL, the planned Mustang Express, Transco, and the planned Trident pipeline. Further north, there are a possible header extension and possible tie-ins with the planned East Texas Rose and Blackfin pipelines and with Trunkline. Noi Ventus said it plans to take FID on the storage and header system project in 2026 and to begin phasing in the operation of TRU Hub in 2029. Next up is Black Bayou Energy Hub, a planned salt cavern storage facility in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, very much in the midst of the region's existing and planned LNG export terminals. The project, which was approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, in October 2025, will consist of 4 new underground salt caverns with about 8.7 BCF of working storage capacity each, or a total of 34.7 BCF, with up to 1.6 BCF per day of injection capacity and up to 2 BCF per day of withdrawal capacity. Two caverns with a total of about 17.4 BCF of capacity are expected to come online by Q4 2028, with the other two caverns to follow by Q4 2030. FERC has already approved a pair of 27-mile, 24-inch diameter, bidirectional pipelines that will interconnect with at least 10 pipelines, including Sabine Pipeline, Port Arthur Pipeline, Kinder Morgan Louisiana Pipeline, Florida Gas Transmission, CP Express, Tennessee Gas Pipeline, TETCO, Golden Pass Pipeline, the Transco Main Line, and Gulf Run. Our understanding is that Black Bayou has binding, long-term offtake commitments for over 95% of its certificated capacity, and plans to ask FERC to approve a lateral to multiple interconnects in the Lake Charles, Louisiana area, including Creole Trail, Cameron Interstate Pipeline, or SIP, and Woodside's Line 200. Black Bayou expects to formally greenlight construction of the first four caverns after completing an ongoing capital raise, and is also actively pursuing further expansion. As we noted in Part 1, we're also looking at gas storage near the Katy Hub because of all the gas flowing through that area on its way to LNG export terminals along the Sabine-Neches and Calcasieu waterways. Among the projects under development near Katy is Gulf Coast Midstream Partners' 23 BCF Freeport Energy Storage Hub, or FRESH, which secured the Texas Railroad Commission's approval in June 2025. Plans call for the simultaneous development of two salt caverns in Fort Bend County, Texas, just north of Sweeney. Phase 1 of the project, slated for commercial operation in 2030, will provide 0.45 to 0.9 BCF per day of injection capacity and 0.8 to 1.8 BCF per day of withdrawal capacity, depending on market demand for 2030 capacity. The Phase 1 header system will connect with up to 10 interstate and intrastate natural gas pipelines, including the existing TGP, NGPL, Transco, Gulf South, FGT, Matterhorn Express, Enterprise STX, aka Line 150, and Kinder Morgan Tejas and the planned Eiger Express and Traverse pipelines. Other potential interconnects include the Gulf South Coastal Bend Header, Houston Pipeline, and TETCO STX. The company expects to begin evaluating Phase 2 expansion opportunities for additional natural gas and NGL storage later this year. Finally, for today, there's Enbridge's 22 BCF Moss Bluff Gas Storage Facility in Liberty County, Texas, and 21 BCF Egan Facility in Acadia Parish, Louisiana, which straddle the existing and planned LNG terminals along the Sabine-Neches and Calcasieu waterways and are connected to Enbridge's TETCO system and several other pipelines. Enbridge announced in November 2025 that it had taken FID on a planned 7 BCF expansion at Moss Bluff that will come online in 2028 and a 16 BCF expansion at Egan, that will start up in two phases in 2030 and 2033, respectively. Enbridge also has 41.5 BCF of capacity across four salt caverns at its Tres Palacios gas storage site in Matagorda County, Texas. A 62-mile header pipeline connects Tres Palacios to 11 interstate and interstate pipelines. A link to the planned Mustang Express pipeline is expected when that pipe and its Cougar lateral, between the Tres Palacios header and Katy, come online in 2029 to 2030. In an upcoming blog, we'll discuss a few more gas storage facilities and storage projects that are either near the Texas/Louisiana border or the Katy Hub. Save Room was written by John Stevens, John Legend, William Adams, Will.i.am, Jessica Wilson, Buddy Bowie, and James R. Cobb. It appears as the first song on John Legend's second studio album, Once Again. The song is built on a sample of Gabor Sabo's version of the classic Four A's hit single, Stormy, written by Buddy Bowie and James R. Cobb. Bowie and Cobb would later open the Studio One recording studio in Doraville, Georgia, and put together the successful Southern rock band Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS, writing most of their hit songs. As a side note, after ARS opened a show for Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, in Tulsa in the 1970s, they went to a Tulsa nightclub and jammed for a few songs with Paradise, a local band that included RBN's Rusty Brazil and Mickey McMahon. Brian Barber directed the video for Save Room. It was released as a single in August 2006 and went to number 10 on the Billboard Adult R&B chart and number 61 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Once Again was recorded at various studios in 2005, 06 and produced by Kanye West, John Legend, Dave Tozer, Will.i.am, Raphael Sadiq, Craig Street, Eric Hudson, Devo Springsteen, and Avenue. Released in October 2006, the album went to number 1 on the Billboard Top R&B Albums chart and number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. It has been certified platinum by the RIAA. 7 singles were released from the LP. John Legend, John Roger Stevens, is an American singer, songwriter, pianist, record producer, and actor. He began his professional career as a session pianist and background vocalist in the late 1990s. He released his debut studio album, Get Lifted, on Kanye West's Good Music label in 2004. Legend has released 10 studio albums, 6 live albums, 3 EPs and 56 singles, and has sold over 7 million records worldwide. He has won an Academy Award, 3 Daytime Emmy Awards, a Primetime Emmy Award, a Golden Globe Award, 13 Grammy Awards, a Tony Award, an American Music Award, 2 Billboard Music Awards, and 2 MTV Video Music Awards. Legend has appeared on 26 television shows, 11 motion pictures, and has been a judge on the TV talent show The Voice for 9 seasons. He still records and will begin a U.S. tour in mid-March.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.